没有问题，这个祝传道一样的啊。这个我刚刚开始做这个传道的时候，很多弟兄姐妹都说朱弟兄朱弟兄，我说也没问题，这个没有问题的啊，我们本来就是弟兄和姐妹啊。我等一等，我去拿一个。大家可以听到我讲话吗 ？OK。就你这个话筒有点轻，这个后来同工是不是可以把他这个声音稍微放的响一点？你再说几句话。
Testing, testing.
哦，好，感谢主。好，我们感谢主。我们今天这个分享的经文呢，是记载在罗马书的第八章12-17节。
What I'm going to share is recorded in Romans 8:12-17.
那我们要分享的题目呢，是被圣灵引导的人。
The topic is those who are led by the Spirit.
那我先用这个中文读，然后呢，姐妹呢是用英文来读。我先这个连着读啊。
Let me read in Chinese, and I will read in English.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，乃是仍旧是害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。既是儿女，便是后世，就是神的后世，和基督一同做后世。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Romans 8:12-17. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received has brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们感谢你已经为我们预备了耶稣基督的这样的一个救恩，为了拯救我们这些落在死因幽谷的罪人。我们借着圣灵的感动，使我们因信得的永生美好的一个救恩，我们向你献上感恩和赞美。我们也谢谢你赐下你宝贵的话语，因为你的话语是活泼的，是有功效的。我们求主真的是借着主你自己的话语来更新我们的生命，因为你的话语能够使人苏醒，使愚人有智慧。我们求主祝福以下的时间，我们要用你的话来敬拜你。求主的圣灵安静我们的心，让我们借着主你自己的话语来洁净我们的心思和意念，好让我们的生命越活越像基督，叫看见的人将颂赞和荣耀归给你。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。好，感谢主啊，这个，那这个，我们想大家都有一个经历啊。我们每一个人的这个每一个人的人生呢，都是在这个寻找的这个引领。
We all are looking for a guide in our life.
我们可能都有这样的一个经历。
We all have the same experience.
我们在商场这个迷路的时候呢，我们会拿出手机，我们会打开地图呢，这个立刻有一个声音说，前方200英尺，目的地就在前方。
For instance, when we get lost in a shopping mall, then we get lost and we pull out our phone, turning on the GPS and hear a voice say, in 200 feet, your destination is ahead. Or when.
或者是我们在开车的时候呢，这个车载这个导航呢告诉我们，沿着这条路走，再走这个500英尺就左转。
Or when driving, the navigation system tells us continue straight for 500 feet, then turn left.
那有的时候呢，我们甚至能够从我们的身边的朋友呢、家人、同事那里呢，得到建议和方向。
Sometimes we receive advice and direction from those who are around us, friends, family, co-workers.
比如说，他们会说这个，你试试看用这个方法，它很有果效的。
And they would say, you should try this method. It works very well.
那么这些引导，无论的这个目的地的引导，还是在生活当中的建议，都是要帮助我们避免走弯路，让我们节省时间啊，避免这个犯错。
All of these forms of guidance, whether to a physical destination or through life's decisions, are meant to help us avoid detours, save time, and to steer clear of mistakes.
那问题来了，在你的人生的道路上，是谁在引导你呢？
So here's the big question: Who is guiding you on the journey of your life?
我们常常依赖我们自己的一个判断、周围人的意见，甚至一些世俗的声音。
Many people rely on their own judgment, on the opinions of others, or on popular worldly voices.
但是最终呢，谁才是真正让我们走在生命道路上啊？引领我们的人呢
？But ultimately, who can truly guide us to the path of life, help us avoid getting lost, and lead us to our true purpose?
那罗马书第八章的这个十二到十七节的经文告诉我们，作为一个基督徒呢，我们有一个强大的引领者，就是圣灵。
And Romans 8, verse 12 through 17 tell us that as Christians, we have the most powerful guide of all, the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵呢，是神的位格啊，也是三位一体中的一位。
The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He is not merely an influence or force, but a divine person.
他不仅仅是带领我们走出生命的迷茫，他还帮助我们知道，让我们知道我们是谁，我们的未来在哪里。
He not only lead us out of the confusion of life, but also show us who we truly are, where our future lies, and ultimately brings us to the glorious destiny God has prepared for us.
那这最终呢，是要把我们带到神所预备的一个荣耀之地。
And the ultimate purpose is to bring us to God's glory.
那么今天我们一起来看这个圣灵是如何在我们的生命当中做引导的一个工作。
Today we are going to see how the Holy Spirit leads us toward God's purpose and will.
那我们都知道，罗马书进入第八章以后呢，是保罗在阐述圣灵在基督徒当中的一个作用，生命当中的作用。
We know that beginning in Romans chapter 8, Paul focuses on the role of the Holy Spirit in the sanctification of believers.
那么在第八章开始的时候呢，他就提醒人啊，那些在基督里面的人呢，就不对定罪，因为在圣灵里面呢，圣灵是释放了我们。
At the start of the chapter, he reminds us that there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
那么使我们不需要活在一个定罪的一个状态当中了。
Because the Spirit has set us free, we no longer need to live under condemnation.
那么在这个世界当中呢，有两种人，一种是不信的啊，他们是随从肉体和体贴肉体的，结局呢是死亡。
There are two kinds of people in this world: those who live according to the flesh, who are unbelievers, and those who live according to the Spirit, they are the believers.
那么另一种人呢，就是基督徒，他们随从圣灵，那么神就赐给他们这个生命和平安。
And the other kind of people, they receive life and peace. Those who are believers.
那么并且呢，不仅仅是他们得的属灵的生命，那么有一天呢，圣灵呢是要让他们给他们一个不朽坏的一个身体。
Not only that, they receive spiritual life now, but the Holy Spirit will also one day give them resurrection and imperishable bodies to those who are born again.
好，那么这是上一次所分享的内容。那么我们今天要借着刚刚读过的经文呢，我们要分享以下这个基点信息。
There was the main focus of the previous message from Romans. Today, we will explore this new section and share some key words.
我们要分享的是靠着圣灵引导呢，得儿子的神儿子的名分。第二个呢，是靠着圣灵的引导呢，是得后世的产业。第三个呢，是靠着圣灵的引导呢，是得着神的荣耀。
The three key truths I'm going to share are based on Romans 8:12-17. That number one, led by the Spirit to receive sonship. Number two, led by the Spirit to inherit with Christ. Number three, led by the Spirit into glory through suffering.
那么我们先来看这个第一点。
Let's focus on number one, led by the Spirit to receive sonship.
Okay. 那么这个必要活着呢，这个前提是这个圣灵的引导和靠着圣灵呢致使我们这个身体的恶行。
This you will live is conditional if only happens.
因为在这个第八章的十二到十三节啊，这个圣经已经讲得非常清楚。
In Romans 8:12-14, it says very clearly.
那么这两节经文呢，他们是这个与这个前面第八章第五节的经文呢是有所不一样。
They are very different from the previous verses.
那么第八章这个第五节呢，它是讲了两种人，随从肉体的呢，是指的是没有信主的人。
In verse 5, it says, "Those who follow the flesh, they are non-believers."
那么在这里呢，是顺从肉体的人呢，是指的是已经重生得救的基督徒。
Those who live by Holy Spirit, they are believers.
我们要知道这个基督徒活在这个地上的时候呢，我们的生命当中仍然是有属肉体的东西。
We know that we believers, even we live on the earth, we still sin. We live by flesh sometimes.
那属肉体的东西呢，就是在加拉太书当中呢，它是也讲到这个都是罪。
Those who live by flesh, said in Galatians 5:19-21, they commit sins.
那么中文的和合本呢，这个这里面是这个讲到的这个情欲呢，和我们刚刚读的经文的这个肉体呢，它是一个意思。
Chinese translation in Galatians 5:19-21, when it says flesh, it means desires or sinful nature.
那所以说我们看到这个肉体呢，是就是指的很多的罪。
So when we in Bible when it says we live by flesh, that means sinful.Many sinful things.
所以这里顺从肉体的意思就是一个基督徒信主以后呢，他仍然会犯罪的。
Which means when a believer lives according to the flesh, it means they can still fall into sin after being saved.
那么我们有了 这些罪怎么办呢？保罗在这里面说是靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行。
So what do we do with this sin? Paul says we must put to death the misdeeds of the body by the Spirit.
这个死呢，在原文当中是持续不断的这个这个致死啊，这个在原文当中是持续不断的使人呢不要犯罪。
In original Greek, this put to death means the verb was used for put to death indicates ongoing continuous action.
那比如说这个我们原来这个我是每天发脾气的，那我现在这个发脾气的次数呢是会越来越少。
For example, maybe we used to lose our temper daily, but now by the Spirit, we have learned to hold back more often.
That's
the evidence of sanctification.
所以保罗的意思呢，是如果是这样重生的得救的基督徒呢，那么他呢是必定是一直活着的。
So the result is you will live is because of the.Believer continually puts sin to death through the Spirit.
那么我们生活在这个地上，这个过程呢，就是圣灵来让我们带领我们过一个诚实的生活。
So when we are on the earth, we live and that by the Spirit of God.
那这我们刚刚在第十三节当中呢，我们看到这个必要活着的是结果。
And in verse 13, it says you will live is the end result.
那么这个结果呢，这个原因呢，不仅仅是靠着圣灵来致使我们的肉体，那最重要的是十四节告诉我们说是领受神的灵的带领。
So to be led by the Holy Spirit, not only that our body will be put to death,
神的灵就是圣灵。
But the believers will be led by the Spirit of God.
那么这个人怎么样被圣灵所带领呢？
And how do we, are we led by the Holy Spirit?
如何做到这个被神的灵带领？
How can you be led by the Spirit?
那其实也是非常简单的一件事情。
It is a very simple thing.
那就是借着读经祷告与神亲近，圣灵就在我们的生命当中做这一个引导的一个工作。
The answer is surprisingly simple through the word and prayer.
我们知道在这个使徒行传当中第十章那里啊，这个彼得在那里祷告的时候呢，是有一个声音呢，只是他向外邦人这个哥尼流呢去传福音的。
Take Peter as example in chapter 10, Acts of chapter 10. Is while Peter was praying, he received a vision and he heard a voice.
那么结果呢？彼得就顺着这个声音呢，向他们传了福音。彼得后来自己怎么说呢？他说：“彼得说，啊，这个彼得就开口，我真看出神不偏待人。”
And he was led to go to the house of Cornelius, a Gentile. Peter obeyed and preached the gospel, and the Cornelius household was saved. Peter later declared, "I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism."
彼得为什么讲这个话
？Why did he say so？
因为彼得他是受犹太教的一个影响。
Because he was a Jew and he was heavily influenced by Jewish customs。
犹太人是不愿意向外邦人传福音的。
And Jewish were reluctant to engage with Gentiles to spread gospel to Gentiles。
犹太人和这个外邦人他是要保持距离的。
Jewish were supposed to keep distance。From the Gentiles,
甚至我们知道，我们在读这个保罗所写的这个加拉太书当中，我们看到彼得与外邦人一起吃饭，他都不太愿意的。
And in Galatians, at the beginning, Peter was reluctant to eat with the Gentiles believers.
这是什么？这是圣灵引导彼得去做成圣，走成圣的道路。
But how come he changed? Because this transformation in Peter's heart came through the Spirit's guidance.
圣灵要改变彼得的生命，使他愿意向外邦人传福音。
And God's Spirit sanctified him and changed him, broke down his prejudice and led him to fulfill God's purpose.
这是圣灵引导的工作，引导彼得的一个服事。
This is the guiding work of the Holy Spirit, guiding Peter in his ministry.
圣灵在彼得的一个祷告当中呢，是指出这个彼得的一个错误。
The Holy Spirit revealed Peter's error during his service, putting to death the sin in him that resisted fellowship with the Gentiles.
就是致使彼得不愿意与外邦人在一起的这样一个罪。
It resisting to have fellowship with Gentiles was a sin.
同时也完成了向这个哥尼流传福音的这样一个工作。
At the same time, the Spirit accomplished.The task of bringing the gospel to Cornelius, a Gentile.
彼得在服事当中，他是靠着圣灵的引导，使自己的生命呢是不断的一个成圣的。
Through the Spirit's guidance in ministry, Peter's own life was continually sanctified.
我们的确也没可能会说，哦，这个你老是用这些属灵的伟人来做例子。
Some of our brothers and sisters might say, "Oh, you always use spiritual giants as examples."
那其实不是的啊！我们在讲道的时候呢，我们往往是用圣经啊，这个来讲道的。
But it's not the case. When we preach, our starting point must be Scripture.
那既然是圣经啊，这个圣经是真理啊，它这样一个圣灵的引导，可以发生在任何人的一个生命当中的。
The truth is this: if the Holy Spirit leads, the truth applies to everyone's life.A spiritual leading can even occur in someone who just came to faith.
那甚至于这个圣灵的灵带领呢，它也可以发生在刚刚信主的人的当中的。
For example, it happened to me, a beginner, a believer.
那这个我曾经分享过这样一个见证。
I share a personal testimony before.
那我想这个很多弟兄姐妹这个在这个当中还是有没有很多弟兄姐妹没有听过。
But perhaps many of you haven't heard it yet.
那我刚刚信主的时候呢，是这个是瘫痪的，我这个人。
When I first believed in the Lord, I was paralyzed.
那我的家里的家人呢，当时是为我找了一个非常有名的一个气功师的。
My family found a very famous 气功 healer at the time.
那么这个人呢，在当时呢，是用气功来医治人身体的疾病的，特别是骨头里的疾病。
This man, claimed he was a 气功 master. He could use 气功 to heal physical illness, especially bone-related issues.
他当时看着我的颈椎的片子以后呢，告诉我两个星期之内呢，他医治呢，可以叫我重新站起来。
After examining my neck x-rays, he told me that with 2 weeks of treatment, I would be able to stand again.
你要知道，这个一个瘫痪的人听到这样的一个消息是多么的高兴和兴奋的。
You can imagine how I was excited and overjoyed, a paralyzed person who would hear such a news.
那么这个气功师呢，他就是用火呢点燃高浓度的北京二锅头。
This 气功 healer would light highly concentrated ergotol liquor on fire and throw the flaming ball at my neck, removing it quickly enough not to burn my skin.
好，那他这个拿了一团火啊，这个扔到我的颈椎上来医治的，那并且用极其快的速度拿开，那我的皮肤呢也不会烧伤的。那个时候呢，这个我已经信主做了决志的祷告了。
At the time, I already, you know, became a believer, and I prayed a salvation prayer and started attending a seeker class at church.
那么，并且呢，我已经开始在参加这个教会的这个慕道班的学习了。慕道班这个。
I was starting attending a seeker class at church.
那么，结果有一天呢，这个我去把这个教会学习的时间和到气功室那里的时间呢，约在同一个时间。
One day, I accidentally scheduled both the 气功 session and the Bible study class for the same time.
结果我发觉我约的都是下午一点半。这个我发觉这个两件事同时在约在一个时间点的一个时候呢，我赶紧打电话给我的舅舅，我告诉他我今天下午不能来参加这个圣经学习了。
The healing schedule and the Bible class schedule was at 1:30. When I realized the conflict, I quickly called my uncle and told him,
我要去济公室那里去医治了，因为我是希望早一点能够站起来。
I cannot go to Bible study today. I have to go to the 气功 healer. I want to walk again.
那么，因为我想过哪一个人可以拿着一团火拿在手里的，他这里面有功夫的。
See, anyone who can hold fire in their hands must be able to heal me.
那我至于我为什么要选择这气功师？因为我真的是做梦都想从瘫痪的地方能够站起来。
Why did I choose this healer, 气功 healer? Because even in my dream, I thought this healer can heal me for my physical benefit.
但是呢，这个电话的那一头，我的舅舅说：“你不要去气功师那里。”
But my uncle over the phone said, "Don't go to the healer."
因为气功的背后，它是个邪灵，你不要去。
There are evil spirits behind 气功. Stay away.
因为那个时候呢，我刚刚信主，我也不太熟悉圣经。
At the late time, I didn't know much about the Bible.
那我想这个即使是那个时候这个明白圣经的话，我或许也会坚持去气功师那里的，因为我想。一个身体呢是立竿见影的一个医治。
Even if I had understood the truth, I probably would still have gone to the 气功 healer because people tend to chase visible instant healing.
那我和我的舅舅呢，在电话里面就争执起来了。
I argued on the phone with my uncle.
我甚至告诉他，这个如果你们基督教不允许我这个气功这个医治的话，那我就不信耶稣了。
I say, even say, if Christianity doesn't let me get healed through 气功, then I won't believe in Jesus anymore.
你们的规矩实在是太多了。
Your religion has too many restrictions.
你们一会儿说这个可以，这个不可以，那个不可以，太多的规矩了。
This is not allowed. That's not allowed. This is too much. Too many restrictions.
气功医治这么简单的一件事情。在你们那里就是变得这不可以的事情。
Healing through 气功 is so simple, but you make it so a problem.
那么我们的电话呢，就是吵得不欢而散。
The conversation ended badly.
那不过呢，我电话挂了以后呢，我就安静下来，我想一想。
But after hanging up, I calmed down and thought,
应该我有什么不太清楚的地方呢？
There must be something I don't understand.
因为这个带我信主的是我的舅舅，他应该是不会骗我的。
My uncle who led me to Christ wouldn't lie to me.
那我就在神面前安静的祷告。
So I prayed a simple prayer before God.
主啊，这个你怜悯我的无知。
Lord have
我不知道我下午一点半应该去哪里，圣经我也不太懂，求主告诉我应该是去哪里。
Lord have mercy on my ignorance. I don't know where I should go at 1:30 p.m. I don't know the Bible yet, well yet. Please tell me what to do.
就是这样一个简单的祷告。
Just such a simple prayer.
过了十分钟，我家里的电话响了。
10 minutes later, the phone rang.
我的那个去公司就告诉我，他说今天你不要来了。
Over the phone, it was the healer. He said, "Don't come today."
因为在刚刚十分钟之前，我开始拉肚子了。
Just 10 minutes ago, I suddenly had diarrhea.
我也不知道什么原因会拉肚子。
And I have no idea why.
那我们家里面吃的这个、我们家里面的人吃的食物都跟我一样。但是他们没有拉肚子，我就是开始拉肚子了。
Everyone in my household ate the same food, but I'm the only one who got sick.
我听了以后呢，我就说了一些感谢的话，我就把电话挂了。
I thank him and hung up the phone.
那挂了电话以后呢，我的眼泪就流下来了。
As I did, tears began to flow down.
我们的神实在是爱人的。
Our God truly is loving.
他是有怜悯的。
And full of mercy.
就是一个不太懂圣经的人，一个刚刚做决志祷告的人。都蒙神的一个眷顾，都蒙神的一个带领。
Even someone who barely understood scripture, who had only recently prayed a decision prayer, received God's care.
圣灵界的环境向我说话，孩子，你不要去七公司那里，我来带领你走前面的路。
Through the situation, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, child, don't go to the Qigong master. I will lead you on the path ahead.
后来我读圣经的时候，我就看到这一段经文了。
Later, as I read the Bible, I came across the following Bible verses.
弟兄姐妹，这件事情圣经是如何来告诉我们
？How does this Bible verses tell us?
在这个约翰福音十六章十三节，他说：“只等真理的圣灵来，他要带你到这个真理当中去，要你明白一切的真理。”
In John 16:13.But when He, the Spirit of Truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth.
即使我当时不太明白圣经，但是圣灵的带领，他仍然是不偏离圣经。
Even though I didn't yet understand Scripture, the Spirit's guidance never contradicts Scripture.
感谢神借着圣灵的带领，一步一步往前面走。
I thank God that through the leading of the Holy Spirit, I continue to walk step by step along the right path.
但是，弟兄姐妹，这并不表示我们不要读圣经了。
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't read the Bible, not at all.
不是的，因为刚这个我那个时候是刚刚信主，我对圣经不太明白。
My situation was that unique.Because I had just believed in Jesus Christ.
如果我们是基督徒，我们已经信主了好多年，我们从来没有读过一遍完整的圣经，这个我们是要被责备的。
But if you have been a Christian for many years and have never read through the entire Bible, you ought to be rebuked.
因为这是生命的粮，在属灵里面是有极大的一个亏损。
Because this is the bread of life.And neglecting it causes tremendous spiritual loss.
曾经有这个有一家公司在这个很多年很多很多年之前有一个招聘。
Let me share an old story. Many years ago, a company was hiring a telegraph operator.
他们是在招聘一个这个有经验的一个电报员。这个很几十年之前，这个电报是非常这个普遍的一些事情。
Back then, most telegraph.Operator was very popular, and back then Morse code was widely used.
那么那一天呢，这个他们招聘的时候呢，这个应征的有好几个人坐在会客厅那里，等待着被召唤进去面试。
On the interview day, several applicants were sitting in the waiting room, waiting to be called in for the interview.
但很奇怪，等了很久也没有人出来叫人进去面试。
Time passed and no one had been caught.
那突然的这个那一群面试人人当中呢，有一个人起来了，啊，他就直接推门进去了。
Then suddenly one applicant stood up, walked into the office.
那进去以后呢，他就经理呢也是这个接待了他，结果呢经理马上就出来了。
And later he came back out. The manager followed him out and said,
他说这个谢谢你们大家都在这里，这都来参加我们今天的这个应征。这个应聘，那我们现在呢，已经是找到了我们所需要的这个电报员了。
The manager said, "Thank you all for coming. We have hired someone."
那其他人就觉得很奇怪，为什么我们都还没有开始面试了，你就内定这个人了呢
？The others were confused. We haven't even been interviewed yet.
那么这个经理呢，就跟他们做了一个解释。
The manager explained.
他说：“刚才你们坐在这一起的时候呢，你们是应该听到哒哒哒的声音的。
You heard a clicking sound just now, right?
我们晓得这个电报有所谓的这个摩尔斯电码的。
We know the telegraph office that use Morse code.
就是他用长音和短音来代表这个任何一个字母的。
It uses a long and short, sound.
他说那个
code.”
他说：“那个电码已经传出去一个信息了。
”The Morse code already gave our message.
那个信息就是：如果你们准备好了，请你们到办公室来。
The message said, "If you are ready, please come into the office."
他说：“这个人是唯一听得懂的人。
”And he was the only one who understood it.
第二点，我们知道了没有
？Brothers and sisters.We know
因为这个人有一个极其敏锐的一个心，所以说他得到了这份工作。
Why he got the job? Because he had a heart that was alert and sensitive.
所以我们今天要思想，我们到底对圣灵的敏感是麻木吗
？So today we must ask ourselves: Are we sensitive or numb to the Holy Spirit's voice?
因为圣灵常常借着圣经向我们说话。
Because the Spirit often speaks to us through Scripture.Scripture.
弟兄姐妹，神的灵他引导人是那样的真实和可靠的。
So brothers and sisters, the leading of God's Spirit is truly real and trustworthy.
圣灵能够引导彼得。
The Holy Spirit could guide Peter.
也能够引领我这个刚刚信主的人。
And he can guide me, a person who just came to believe in the Lord.
他不偏袒任何人的。
He does not show favoritism.
因为我们都是基督用宝血所买出的。
Because we are all bought with the precious blood of Christ.
每一个信主的人，圣灵都愿意来带领。
The Holy Spirit is willing to guide every believer.
因为圣灵是内住在我们里面的。
Because he dwells in us.
但是我们有的时候是多少的时候去愿意单纯的是单单的仰望他的呢
？But how often do we come before Him with a pure heart？
我们一天当中花了多少时间，我们与我们的主亲近呢
？How often do we spend time drawing near to our Lord？
我们每天活在这个地上好像人人都很忙。
Every day we seem to be busy。
上班的人说我没有时间读经祷告。
Those who go to work say, "I don't have time to read the Bible or pray."
那退休的人说，我每天生活很充实，聊天、这个旅游、这个聚餐，我没有时间呐。
Those who are retired say, "My life is filled with activities, meals, chatting, traveling. Where's the time?"
看上去是那样的忙忙碌碌，我们有多少时间与神亲近
？It all looks very busy on the outside, but how much time do we truly spend with God?
我们有多少的时间来关心神所关心的事情
？How much time do we care about the things God cares about？
我们可能只有遇见难处的时候，才能够与神亲近。
Perhaps it's only when we face troubles that we finally draw near to Him。
有人统计过，美国人在往往在这个经济发生危机的时候呢，他去教会的人呢开始增加的。
Some studies show that in the U.S.Church attendance often increases during times of economic crisis.
其实这样的信和去庙里面都差不多的。
But that kind of belief is not much different from worshiping idols in temples.
甚至我们主日的时候，我们这个心情不好就不来了。
People come when they feel like it, and when their mood or the weather is bad, they don't.
那天气不好，我们就不来了。
When weather is bad,
我们想来就来。
We come when we feel like it.
弟兄姐妹，一个基督徒如果是不看重主日的敬拜的话，那么你说这个人有圣灵的带领，那是骗人的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, if a Christian does not value Sunday worship, then claiming to be led by the Holy Spirit is simply not true.
甚至我们在教会当中服侍的、参与服侍的弟兄姐妹，有的时候一直在忙服侍，也是没有时间来亲近神的。
Even those serving in the church can fall into this trap, always busy in service, but not spending time to draw near to God.
结果最后我们的服侍变成枯干、劳累。
Eventually, our service becomes dry, tiring, and ineffective.
但圣经怎么告诉我们的？我们的能力从哪里来的？
But the Bible tells us where our strength comes from.
在使徒行传一章八节告诉我们，但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得的能力。
In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
我们需要圣灵的带领，我们需要圣灵的能力的。
We need the leading and power of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵他要带领我们走成圣的道路的。
For his leading brings us down to the path of sanctification.
那十四节这个他说以至于我们得的神儿子的名分。
And Romans 8 verse 14 tells us we have received adoption to sonship.
那这个，我们原来是活在这个律法的咒诅之下的。
Originally, we live under the curse of the law and in the wrath of God.
那么我们现在是活在神儿子的名分之下的。
But now we live under the identity of the children of God.
我们就可以称父神为阿爸父，这是一个非常亲密的关系。
We can call him Abba Father. This is an intimate.Relationship.
那并且在这十六节告诉我们啊，这个圣灵与我们的心呢是同证神的儿女。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 16 says, "The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children."
啊，这里面是有两方面信息，一方面是圣灵在我们里面工作，一方面是我们里面的，其实中文的这个心呢是应该是灵啊，我们自己也有改变，被他改变啊，都会结出圣灵的果子。
There are two messages. One is God's Holy Spirit work within us through Christ and is changing us. And the other message, the Spirit testifies together with our spirit that we are children of God.
那么我们有这样一个圣灵的果子，就是证明我们是神的儿女。
So the Holy Spirit leads and transforms us, and under His guidance, we bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们说我们今天是基督徒也好，我们是门徒也好，我们是神的儿女也好，我们自己要检查一下，审查一下，我们有没有这些圣灵的果子在我们的生命当中。
Today, whether we say we are Christians, disciples, or God's children, we should examine ourselves. Do we have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives?
因为圣灵引导的目的就是要我们结出这个果子来，证明我们是神的儿女。
Because the purpose of the Spirit's leading is to help us bear fruit that proves we are God's children.
第二点，这个是靠着圣灵引导啊，这个得后世的产业。
The second topic is inheriting the inheritance by the Spirit's leading.
我们看到这里的经文，这个是告诉我们是圣灵引导我们成为神的儿子，又称为这个神的一个儿女。
Now, in Romans 8, verse 17, it says, Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
然后这里的经文又告诉我们这个有一个称谓叫后世，它一共有三个称谓的。
We see here that being led by the Spirit makes us sons of God, daughters of God, and now also heirs. There are three titles for heirs.
那么儿子呢是表示在神面前有一个合法的一个地位的。
Sons.
我们和神之间的关系呢是阿爸父的关系。儿子的关系。
Sons indicate a legal standing before God and a close relationship, calling him Abba Father.
那保罗提到这里的这个儿女的身份呢？他是这个证明了 这个，因为我们有圣灵的一个果子，我们不是一个魔鬼的孩子，我们是父神的孩子。
Another title for heirs is children. Children shows we have a new life and nature. The spirit and our spirit testify we are not children of the devil, but children of God.
而这里的后世这个词呢，在希腊文当中呢，它是一个合法的一个继承人。
Heirs in the Greek indicates a legal inheritor.
那么在古代的一个社会当中呢，这个后世往往指的是一个长子。
In Jewish tradition, the heir often the firstborn.
他承接父亲的大部分的家业、名誉、家庭的责任。
The firstborn will receive most of the father's estate, reputation, and responsibility.
那保罗在这里面告诉我们说，凡因信耶稣基督的人呢，他无论他的这个身份背景、这个种族，都是成为神的儿女，同样也是神的一个后世。
Paul teaches us that all who believe in Christ, Jesus Christ, regardless of background, race, or gender, are God's children and heirs.
那我们看到这里，这个保罗他写这个这个书信的时候呢，他这个三个身这个身份呢，不断的一个深入的。
And Paul, when he mentioned these three identity, child, son, heir, he deepens.The heirs' meaning.
那么最后一个身份呢，是神的后世。
The ultimate goal of a spirit-led Christian is to become an heir of God.
神是天地万物的一个主宰，我们既是他的后世，就是意味着我们要承受的。
Heir of God. God is the sovereign of heaven and earth.
不是属地的产业，而是属天的荣耀，属灵的，是有这个永恒的一个基业。
Being his heir means inheriting not an earthly possession, but heavenly glory, spiritual authority, and an eternal inheritance.
这里提醒我们，圣灵要引导我们进入神的一个产业。
Here it tells us, Holy Spirit will lead us into eternal inheritance.
这不是一个地上的产业。
It's not an earthly possession.
圣经当中有一个非常聪明的人。
In Bible, there's a smart person.
那就是这个摩西。
It was known for his wisdom, Moses.
这摩西我们都知道，在埃及的王宫里面长大的。
Moses was raised in Pharaoh's palace.
但是我们看到，他是放弃了在这个皇宫里面的荣华富贵。
But we know he gave up all the riches and honor of the Egyptian kingdom.
那摩西这个放弃了，然后呢，他是个来跟随神的。
And he gave up all the kingdom, Egyptian kingdom, and followed God.
那我在这个以前的正道当中也讲到过，这个在希伯来书第十一章的二十六节经文当中呢，我们可以看到摩西他是信耶稣的。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 26.By faith, you know, we believe, Moses believed in Jesus Christ.
他愿意放弃地上王的后世，而愿意成为神的后世的。
He gave up all the riches and honor of the earthly, and the earth, and followed the heavenly inheritance.
这不仅仅是帮助我们理解这个信徒作为这个神儿女的身份，还帮我们反思我们现在作为神的后世。我们每天所经过的事情，生活的目标，是这个为着地上的产业，还是神的一个后世
？This not only help us understand the identity of believers as children of God, but also allows us to reflect on our current status as heirs of God.
我们在地上每天经过的，是不是照着神的后世的这个去做的？
In our daily lives, are we living for earthly possessions or for our identity as God's heirs?
我们是看重神的后世，还是看重地上的得失？
What do we prioritize in our lives? Is it the gains and losses of this world?
有人这几天这个打电话告诉我，他说：“哎呀，股票市场跌得这么厉害，害怕死了。”他说。
Recently, someone mentioned that the stock market is plummeting, and they are scared.
我们为什么害怕？
Why are they scared?
因为我们害怕的，因为我们在这里面是很多东西在里面的，这个好像是看成是一个我们生命当中唯一的希望了。
Because they view these things as the only hope in their lives.
但是弟兄姐妹，神在圣经里面告诉我们，神是给我们什么？是一个不能震动的国度。
But brothers and sisters, we must remember that God has given us an unshakable kingdom.
黄金在这个地上是非常尊贵的。
Today, gold is precious on earth.
但是我们知道启示录的后面，神要赐给我们一个新天新地的。
But in the final chapters of Revelation, God will grant us a new heaven and new earth.
那个新天新地，连的街道都是金金做的，圣经告诉我们。
The new heaven and new earth, where even the streets are made of pure gold.
就好像我们地上，我们现在开车时看到的这个地上的这个柏油马路一样的。
You will be as ordinary as the asphalt roads on earth today.
在那个时候，黄金就像我们今天看的地上的一个柏油马路一样，极其普通的一件事。
The gold of the future heaven will be as common as asphalt is now.
所以神要赐给我们这些后世的人，是人心都未曾想到过的这些事情。
So God promises us His heirs things that have never entered or expected.By human's heart.
求主帮助我们记住神的后世，它远比地上的产业重要的多得多。
Let us remember that being an heir of God is far more important than any earthly instant.
第三个
inheritance.
第三个我们要分享，靠着圣灵引导得着神的荣耀。
The third point is led by the Spirit to receive God's glory.
保罗在这里强调两个重要的概念。
It's in Romans 8.
保罗在这里面
Paul emphasized two important concepts.
保罗在这里面使用了这个如果这个词。
Here, Paul uses the word if.
表明不见得每一个基督徒都愿意领受圣灵的一个引导的，去接受一个受苦的一个现实的。
Which indicates that not every Christian is willing to be led by the Spirit into suffering.
但是这里面这圣经告诉我们，他说是首先需要与基督一同受苦。才能与他一同得荣耀的。
But this Bible verse tells us, believers must be first suffer with Christ in order to share in His glory.
在这里面，圣经非常清楚地告诉我们说，受苦是走向荣耀的必经之路。
The verse tells clearly that suffering is the necessary path to glory.
信徒必须选择与基督一同走那条艰难的一个道路，而不是自动得到荣耀的。
Believers must choose to walk the difficult road with Christ.
我们在读这些经文的时候，我们要注意这个经文的这个前后的次序的，受苦先于荣耀的。
We need to note the order of suffering and glory. Suffering precedes glory.
那我们看到这个基督，他是有一个美好的榜样。他在上十字架上是受苦，然后才有复活和荣耀的。这个记载在这个腓立比书第二章八到九节的经文。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9, Christ first suffered on the cross, then came resurrection and glory.
同样，信徒首先要经历这个受苦，才能够得到天上神的荣耀。
Similarly, believers must first endure suffering to receive God's glory in heaven.
我们要记得，基督这个在地上也是受试炼。啊，这个是也是这个，然后呢，是被圣灵引导到旷野当中受试探的。
We must remember Jesus, He suffered first, so we must suffer and through the trials as part of the normal Christian life.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个基督徒在地上受试炼也好，受苦也好，应该是我们的一个生活的常态。
So suffering is a normal life.
我们来看到 这段经文，这个《使徒行传》第二十章二十一到二十二到二十三节的经文。
In Acts chapter 20 and 21,
那么这里二十二节的经文呢，它的意思就是说，这个中文的翻译还是有些问题了。它其实原文的意思就是这个，内心被神呢是紧紧的约束，不能不去，一定被圣灵这个催逼，一定要去。
In verse 20.Paul was urged by the Holy Spirit, was bound by the Holy Spirit. He felt bound and compelled by God to go.
那么二十三节经文又告诉我们，保罗那个时候被捆，也知道有捆锁和这个患难在等待着他的。
In verse 23, it is clear that Paul knew that imprisonment and suffering awaited him.
所以我们看到啊，这个经受苦难啊，然后得的基督的一个荣耀，这是一个规律。
So when you see the order of suffering and glory here.Sometimes the Holy Spirit leads us into difficulties, but the end point of this journey, however, is the crown of glory with Christ.
那今天对我们很多的基督徒来说，虽然我们没有像保罗那样受苦的一个呼召
，Today we believers we might not have the calling of Paul's suffering.
但是当神借着圣灵来呼召我们为他摆上服事的时候。
But when God calls us to serve Him with suffering,
摆上身体劳累的时候
when we are tired,
甚至在这个服事当中遇见挑战的时候
and when we have challenge,
我们会不会这个退缩呢
will we withdraw?
弟兄姐妹，神借着圣灵这个让我们摆上服事的时候呢他会负全部的责任的。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we are called to serve God, you know, God will be responsible for our difficulty, our sufferings.
因为他说这个，因为我的轭呢是容易的，这个我的担子是轻省的。
Because he says in the Bible, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
那最终的目的呢，是要借着圣灵呢。是引导我们进入神的一个荣耀当中去。
The ultimate goal is that through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will enter into God's glory.
我们基督祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你借着经文，再次告诉我们，我们在地上不是孤单的，我们在地上有圣灵的引导，你不让我们走偏，你借着圣灵的能力可以制止我们里面的恶行。并且让我们得着神的儿子、神儿女、神后世的身份，最终要领我们进入神的荣耀。我们向你献上感恩和赞美，因为我们知道你是看过你用基督的宝血所买赎的人。我们求主向我们继续施恩，让我们借着与你亲近，明白你在我们生命当中的一个带领，让我们凡事按着你心意而行，在地上结出圣灵的果子，按着你的带领。在教会当中，让我们真的是在主里面彼此相爱，让你的教会是成为一个得人如得的教会。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen.